Before U.S. Airways Flight 1549 splash landed safely in the Hudson River this January, some of us had never even heard of the term bird strike. The plane was forced down after colliding with a flock of geese, and since then, the FAA has been under some pressure to release details on where these bird strikes happen. Well, those numbers are now out, and the news is mixed. First, the bad news. Collisions between airplanes and birds are on the rise. But the good news is the number of those collisions that caused major damage seems to be dropping. NPR's Robert Benincasa specializes in data analysis, and he's been looking into these numbers for us, and he joins me here in Studio 2A. Robert, so the number of strikes is up, but the major damage is down. Help us make sense of that.
Yeah, we kind of think it's bad news, but we're really not sure. What we do know is the number of reported strikes is up. And it could be that simply there's better reporting. But what the folks in the FAA really think is going on here is the populations of the large birds that tend to interact with aircraft, those populations have been growing steadily. And the amount of air traffic that we're seeing has also been growing. So it makes sense that there would be more strikes. Now, as for the fact that the strikes that actually cause heavy damage to aircraft, those have been dropping, and we don't really know why. But everyone involved is sort of hoping that the wildlife management plans at the airports have been working.
Wildlife management plans. What are we talking about there?
Well, as these populations of the large birds have grown, they've become more adapted to their environment and the kind of urban environment that surrounds an airport. So the folks who manage the airports, they do all sorts of things to try to minimize the probability that a plane is going to hit them. They fire off cannons to disperse the birds in a controlled way, and even things like making sure they don't plant trees that are hospitable to the birds. It's really trying to make the environment around the airport not bird-friendly.
Now, you used such an interesting term. You said the birds that interact with the planes. You're actually talking about bird-plane collisions, bird strike. And I'm wondering what kind of birds are usually involved in this.
Well, most of the time, or much of the time, they don't know. When they do know, they're finding that it's the gulls and the large Canada geese. And that's really what they're concerned about, the larger birds over 8 pounds or so.
Now, you noted that the rising number of bird strikes might be due to better reporting. What are the requirements for reporting?
The reporting is entirely voluntary at this point. The NTSB has asked the FAA for the past 10 years to make that reporting mandatory. And the wildlife biologists who study this really would like this to be mandatory. It's felt that if we knew more information about all of the bird strikes, we would have better information to manage the problem. As it stands now, only about 20%, best case scenario, actually make it into this database that's reported to the FAA.
Where are the hot spots, the airports that have the highest number of bird strikes?
Well, what we did was we took the raw numbers of bird strikes and we matched it up to traffic at the airports. And Sacramento had the highest rate of strikes per airport operation. And the reason for that is that they're right on the Pacific Flyway, which is a bird migration route, if you will. So it's the route of the airplanes conflicting with the route of the birds. And they are surrounded by agricultural land.
So Sacramento has a large number. Other airports?
Kansas City, Denver. Two of the Florida destination airports for vacationers, Fort Myers and Orlando, had relatively high rates of collisions that caused damage to aircraft.
You know, after looking at this data, are there any surprising things that you discovered?
Well, you know, one surprising thing was the database itself is not just bird strikes. And if you do a quick count on what kind of wildlife was involved, you'll see white-tailed deer coming up there on the list. In some areas, planes are hitting deer on the runway.
So we think of deer crossings on the highway, right, but not necessarily on a runway.
Right.
Robert Benincasa, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Michelle.
That's NPR's Robert Benincasa. For an interactive map showing bird strike rates at the nation's busiest airports, please visit our website at npr.org.